Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing great on this beautiful Sunday. Beautiful in spirit, beautiful in wholeness. And I tell you, I know many of us here recently have just been trying to dodge rain showers. You know, whether you're out on the soccer field with your kid, or you're trying to take a nice little walk in the park, or down one of our beautiful walking trails here in the city. It's getting that time, you guys. Summertime is on the approach, and these storms will pop up. And I just want to make sure that you're extremely careful, because it's during this time of year, storms do have the tendency to become serious and very dangerous, and can pop up on you real fast. So just make sure you have some kind of weather alert system on your phone, so that you'll know if any dangerous or impending weather is on the way. As you guys have been listening, you know I like to give you very important updates that I think are great for the community. And one thing I've been consistently trying to keep you updated on is the current state of the impacts from the coronavirus and things that we've seen happening in the community and the help that's available for that. And one thing that we did notice is that because of the economic impact of the coronavirus, we had a lot of people that were facing evictions from their apartments, places that they were renting, places, you know, homes with children and nowhere else to go, and you know, some people out of a job. And so I've been having my good friend, Ms. Pat Frey, come on and give us an update. She's from Home From Good, which has the partnership with United Way of Chattahoochee Valley. And so I have Pat with me today. And Pat is going to give us a critical update of what's going on with the moratorium for evictions. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm great, Teddy. Thank you so much for having me on, and let me give some information on the updated eviction moratorium.
Well, Pat, you know, it's always an honor to have you on here, and people know by now when you show up, you're coming with some much needed to know information. So we're not going to belabor the point here any longer. We're going to just dive right in and allow you, Pat, to go ahead and give us that update so that everyone is fully aware of what's happening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. April the 1st, the declaration for the eviction moratorium, the form that a tenant must use, changed. The form is a little more intense than the past form. You have three areas of qualification that you must meet in order to qualify for the moratorium and to extend your time to make an arrangement with your landlord or to seek assistance. That time will expire on June the 30th. The qualifications you have to meet, some income qualifications, that is $99,000 for an individual or $198,000 for a joint or a couple filing their income tax. You also must have had an economic impact on your income due to the coronavirus, being laid off, your hours cut, those kinds of things. And you also have to, I'm sorry?
No, we're listening. Go ahead.
You also have to have had communication with your landlord and have been in communication and making arrangements with your landlord. So the new form is available on the CDC website at cdc.gov. You can also always call our office at 706-327-3255. I'm an extension 1008, and we will be glad to get you a copy of that. In addition, we do have rental assistance help in our office. We are a navigation station for the Georgia Rental Assistance Program, and we can take you through the process. It is quite an intense process, but we can walk you through it to get you rental assistance should you qualify.
Now, Pat, there's a few things I want to go back and touch on with what you said just a few minutes ago. You said for an individual, that's $99,000 a year, and for a married couple, it was what now?
$198,000.
Now, just to be clear about what Pat is saying here, what she's saying is if you're single and you're making less than $99,000 a year, and which that's a large majority of the city of Columbus. As a matter of fact, here in Muskogee County, 21% of the population here lives in poverty, which is way below this. You know, this is a comfortable living. So we want you to utilize this. If you are a married couple and you're making less than $198,000 a year, which is probably a significant portion of the population, again, here in Columbus, Georgia, or in this region, in some of the outer county regions, we want you to make sure that you take advantage of this, especially if the need is there. Now, Pat, you talked about the justification for it, and you talked about, you know, whether they've lost their job or had a drop in hours or things of that nature. What about those that have been forced to utilize some of their income to assist, you know, relatives or other family members, are cover for expenses that they didn't expect due to the coronavirus, like a illness or a sickness? Can that be in somehow justifiable for
absolutely
that category?
Extraordinary out-of-pocket medical expenses are at a factor that is taken into consideration. It is, you check that box, and yes, that is one of the qualifying factors. Yes, sir.
Now, you stated June 30th. Is that when the moratorium is scheduled to end for everyone, June 30th?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right. So you do have until June 30th, but if you are still being affected by this right now and you're not currently in the process, there is a new form. And Pat, there was something very important that you said I want to touch on. You said notification or communication with the landlord. Talk about that again.
Absolutely critical that you have you open those lines of communication and have that dialogue with your landlord. Make arrangements, have a discussion, because part of being a good citizen is communicating with each other and making sure that all of our needs are being met. The landlords don't want to evict anyone any more than anyone wants to be evicted. Everybody just has to meet their everyone needs to meet their expenses. So we have opportunities to help you do that. So having that communication up front. And if you need some assistance in doing that, again, calling our office at 327-3255. We can assist in getting those communications going.
Now, Pat, as far as the application is concerned, when it comes to the question about communication with the landlord, will they need to provide, you know, proof of that, like a copy of a letter that they wrote, or do they need to be sending certified letters to the landlord? Like, how is one required to justify that for the application?
It is a declaration that you sign saying that you have had communication. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's nothing that you have to attach, but it's just declaring that you have made those attempts. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. And again, as you heard Pat say, if you need to get that form, the form to fill out to qualify for the rental moratorium, you can get one at the CDC website, which is www.cdc.gov, or you can call Homes for Good at 706-327-3255. That's 706-327-3255. Pat said her extension is 1008.
Correct.
1008. And I'm sure that once you get there, if you can't remember the extension, tell them you need to talk with Pat and they will get you right over to her. And something that she said, I do not want you to miss this. They have rental assistance as well. It is a very rigorous process but you rather go through this than to go through the process of trying to find somewhere to put your stuff because you've been evicted. So, you know, let's try to use all the resources that we have. We've seen a lot of federal dollars coming in to help families just like you. That's why they are passing these bills. Don't look at it as a handout. Just look at it as your country being there for you, because this is a time when a lot of people are struggling. If you are one of these people listening and you know that you're having a difficult time right now, you don't feel any kind of way about it, because many folks have found themselves in hard times due to this pandemic. Their job has unexpectedly closed. Their hours have been, unpredictably cut. There's so many things that are happening in so many people's lives that there's help for everyone. And we want you to come get this help. We want you to come get this help. It's imperative that you do so. So again, if you're making less than $99,000 a year as a single individual, or your household is bringing in less than $198,000 a year, you may potentially qualify for the rental moratorium. We want you to check this information out. Pat, is there anything else you want to leave us with?
And I was going to say, and unfortunately, if someone is experiencing homelessness or knows someone who is, they can always call 211, do an intake. It will set, be sent directly to our office. We have CARES funding for rental assistance and rapid rehousing, so we can take care of that right now.
And I know y'all know what 211 is. You've seen me all over the TV on the commercials for 211. You've seen me all over social media talking about 211. I am a huge 211 fan because 211 was set up just for you. It was set up to help the community. It was set up to make it easy for those that have said in the past, well, I don't know where to go get the resources. I don't know where to go get the help. And I understand that sentiment, because it did feel sometimes like the help was being hidden. Well, guess what? United Way, Home for Good, and their other partners are saying, we're not hiding the ball. It's right here. Just dial 211. The ball is right here in front of your face. Dial 211, and you can have those conversations. Let them know what you're experiencing. Homelessness, if you need help with child care, if you need help with utility assistance, if you need help with the moratorium questions, again, the form for the moratorium on evictions, or you need rental assistance, you can call 211. Call Home for Good directly if you need to at 706-327-3255. And again, that's Pat at extension 1008. Pat, thank you so much for being here with me today and providing this update. And I'm sure I will have you back on sometime in the near future, because I'm just absolutely positive there'll be more important things we need to discuss.
Thank you so very much. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much. And we're going to continue our conversation here, just like we was talking with Pat about the moratorium on evictions, and how people that are having difficult times right now as a family, as a unit, can lean on that. We also recognize the fact that right now we have one of the most challenging unemployment rates in our region. Now, let's keep it real. The unemployment for West Central Georgia was already high prior to the pandemic. As a matter of fact, we were 5-year running at having the highest unemployment than any other region in the state of Georgia. And when you break that down by demographics and look at it from a perspective of African Americans, Black people are unemployed, you know, almost double what the regional rate is. So it's really hitting our community hard. So there are so many folks out there. They went to school, they got the education, they've done the right thing, and they are needing help transitioning back in. They are needing help finding a new career path. They're needing help trying to give themselves the skill set to be competitive in this very competitive job market. You know, I'll never forget my friend Randy Johnson, who used to run the Kia plant before he died a few years ago. He used to tell me, Teddy, my biggest problem is I don't have enough people to hire for the plant, because the skill set that is required to work the new machinery in the Kia plant, they're not welding with their hands. They're welding through computers. The computers are doing everything. Robotic arms are taking cars. They're going by all over your head on the ceiling. And they're going down the assembly line. And people may be throwing on one or two bolts. But what used to be a job that 5 people did now is being done by one computer. But it takes people with the knowledge to do that. That's the type of job environment that we're talking about. One that's changing. And, you know, a 4-year college degree may not be for everybody. Some people just want that trade. Some people just want that skill set. Some people just want that certificate, and they want to go out there and be a productive member of the workforce. That's why I'm glad to have with me for the rest of my show today one of our community partners who have been providing quality education for a very long time right here in our community. How do I know? Well, I was a professor over there for 3 years before my life got too busy. And I have my friends with me today from Millamont Technical College, Ms. Tina Turks, who is the current president. Also, Ms. Leanne Marks. How are you doing today, Tina and Leanne?
Doing well.
We are doing fabulous.
Well, great. Well, Ms. Turch, let's start with you. You are running a very high quality educational program there, right there near the center of town, right off of Macon Road. I think it's off of Box Road, right? Right down the street, headed down the same street as the Burger King, for those who need a geographical location, right across the street from Brewster's, you know, right there at that intersection. Go down that street there, and Millamont is right there on the left. Why is it important, Tina, that Millamont be in this community?
Well, we are part of the community, and our students are all part of the community, and that's why it is so important, because we're going to give back to the community. Last week we had Stop the Violence, Unity in the Community. Last month we had Domestic Violence Awareness. So our students go out and they graduate, and then they become working in the community. They become employed in the community, and then those dollars give back to the community. So it's very important, education and what we do at Millamont College. We're no longer a technical college. We're just now Millamont College.
All right, Millamont College, I hear you. Go ahead and correct me, President Turks. I ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let me misquote your name now, Millamont College. Okay, now, Leanne, you work with the career placement portion there at the institution, correct?
Correct.
Now, what kind of advice can you give? Let's say there are students out there that have already graduated and from whatever school, whatever program, and they're, you know, struggling to transition into the work environment. What are you telling your students at Millamont College to prepare them for this work environment? What should they be doing, or what should they already have done?
Well, really, my role in career services is really prepare our students for that opportunity, is what I call it. And so when they're looking for employment, first of all, they really have a cheerleader with me in terms of making sure that they have employment links, making sure that they have all of those professional documents. So making sure they have a resume, a cover letter, that they have references. They are prepared for the actual interview. What does that look like? What type of questions should you be expecting from the employer? And then on the tail end, what type of questions should you be asking at the very end of the interview? Also, prepping in terms of professional attire. When you look good and you feel good and you dress the part, or even the part above, then it puts yourself in a whole nother bracket than some of the other candidates. So I would say just making sure that people have those professional documents and that they are truly prepared for that interview and for that opportunity.
Right, and I know this is a little off base, but I got to say this real quick. Leanne, I just thought about you and AK, and when I left out, my wife had on her shirt, and she was participating in the Southern Region Convention that's going on all week, you know, through the weekend that just concluded this weekend. And, of course, the regional director of the South Atlantic region is Ms. Carolyn Randolph right here in Columbus, Georgia. Ms. Randolph, we love you. Thank you for your leadership within the organization of AKA. It, in turn, impacts the entire region of the Southeast, not just your organization, but everybody. Your work is so important. And of course, you know, the lady who runs DBI, Janice Granville, she's an AKA too. So, you know, we have AKAs everywhere. But because you guys had that regional convention this weekend, I just had to put that out there. Now, let's get back on track, Leanne. So, Leanne, I know there are several opportunities for people in the community to come to Millamont College and pursue an educational track that will prepare them for employment out there, you know. And I remember specifically when I was a professor, I was given the flexibility to do creative things like take my students out into the job environment. We went to court for my criminal justice classes. You know, we visit detention centers for those that were interested in law enforcement. We met with sheriff officers. We met with police officers. We always did a great job of trying to have them mentally, not only academically prepared, but mentally prepared for the realistic job experience. What other opportunities are there at Millamont College, other programs that people can pursue right now, especially someone who may have lost their job, don't know what their next move is? Pursuing an educational certificate to help them with their next move could be that step. So let them know what's available there.
Well, here at Millamont College, we actually offer 5 programs. They consist of certificate and or associate programs. They include medical clinical assistant, medical billing and coding, IT support specialist, criminal justice, as well as business administration. One of the wonderful things about our programs is that attached to the program at the very end is an externship. It's an opportunity for our students to take everything that they've learned from a classroom setting and then apply that within a real working setting. So it provides basically an opportunity for possible employment.
That's awesome. Now, you know, Tina, one of the greatest things that I would appreciate when I was an adjunct professor there at Millamont was the fact that at any moment, someone like yourself would walk in and talk to the students and ask them how they are doing. For many students, seeing the college president is walking by that portrait on the wall, and you know they never get a chance to see them in person, let alone have a conversation with them. That's just how personalized this educational experience is at Millamont College. Why is it important that any potential student and the current students know and understand and experience an environment to where the highest level of administrators are engaged and concerned about their academic pursuits?
Well, I always look at myself as a student. We all have a past, and I had to start from the ground up, probably below the ground in some cases. So I understand what education can do for them. I understand how education can change their life. So when they come in, I really want them to feel empowered. And I want them to know that we do have a family environment. We work together as a team. So they're not alone. And when they come to school, I always say, check all your troubles or anything you have outside, check it outside. So when you come on campus, I don't want you to have worries. Only worry about your future. Be selfish for yourself. Worry about yourself for a change. Because sometimes when you do that, you're able to give back to others and you're able to help others. I want you to feel welcome and I want you to feel empowered and to know at Millamont College, we are a true family and we're going to help each other get to the success that we desire. And Leanne, she will share with you, it's a lifetime commitment. So if you're a graduate or a future graduate, we will still help you find employment. So it's not just because you finish school and you go on, we're still going to be there for you. For all of our alumni, we're never going to leave you. We're always going to be there for you.
Wow, that's a great point. And then, you know, to just touch on the family aspect of it a little bit further, you know, Millamont College here in Columbus is not on an island of its own. There are Millamonts all over the country. How is that to the advantage of students that come here and get that degree? If they happen to move to another city, let's say Augusta, Georgia, or somewhere else where there's another Millamont location, can they also get those same services at that location as an alumni?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, they can go to any one of our campuses, definitely, and they will help assist them as well. As a matter of fact, Leanne can share with you, we have graduates that we may reach out to them and say, hey, this student is about to graduate, they're coming your way, will you help them find employment? So we do offer that everywhere our campuses are.
Wow. Leanne, you want to touch on that as well?
Yes, just want to reiterate what Tina was talking about in terms of that lifetime assistance. Even if you've made the decision to relocate, you know, I have the opportunity of reaching out to some of the staff at other particular institutions within Millamont and saying, hey, I have a wonderful graduate. They're headed your way. And then we work as a team in order to pursue whatever that graduate career search is looking like, whether they're looking for full-time or part-time employment, or whether they just decide to go back to school. But it doesn't matter where you're going to be relocating to, lifetime assistance is always available.
Now, what about the person who really wants to pursue some type of program at Millamont, but, you know, they didn't quite finish school? Do we have opportunities for them to get their GED or anything of that nature so that they can transition into one of the programs at Millamont?
Oh, yes. We have a wonderful new high school diploma program, and it's called Excel. And all they have to do is be interested, and they can come, and we will help them. It's for free. There's no charge for them to attend our Excel High School program. And they will be graduating with a high school diploma, and then hopefully they'll transition into Millinocket College and finish with a higher level.
Now, you know, there are some people out there probably listening right now that are saying to themselves, you know, I really would love to attend school somewhere like Millinocket and go get, you know, further my education, but I just don't think I'm made for school, or I don't think I'm going to be a fit there. What has Millinocket done to ensure that the environment is one that is inviting to students and that they feel safe while they're there?
Well, we do have security on campus, and right now with the pandemic, we do make sure we ensure all different aspects of cleanliness, safetyness, but we are looking forward to the students returning soon on ground, because we do give that small classroom environment, as you could recall being an instructor there. We don't overpopulate our classrooms. We keep them small. We offer free tutoring. We offer assistance. We also have a program called META, which is free to all of our students. And with the META program, say they have problems outside of school, say they need housing, or say they lost their job, or they need some type of professional counseling, well, the META program will assist them with that as well. So we, like I said, it's not just your education that we look out for. Ms. Leanne Marks, we've had speakers come in and speak about credit building and, like you said, how to get a house. Do you want to purchase a home? What all do you have to do? So we want to look at everything as being the well-rounded individual, not just the student.
Exactly.
That is awesome. And I guess one last question, because we are getting here toward the end of the interview. I personally know about the amazing amenities that are there on campus for students to have access to, like, you know, an upgraded break room, student lounges where they can sit throughout the building, an awesome library space. Leanne, won't you just talk about some of the great things that you do have there on campus for students, you know, even one that may want to just come and, you know, enjoy the campus while they're waiting between classes and things of that nature. You don't have to just jump in your car and leave. You know, there's places to study. Well, I should let you tell it and not me. Go ahead, Leah.
Tina has just done a wonderful job in terms of coming in and really renovating the building here at Millinocket College. And so there are definitely some opportunities for the student lounge area that has been upgraded, areas where students can come in and they can go to the computer lab and they can complete their assignments and print out things and research some things. There are other lounge areas here in the area too. So if you need to take a break or you need to have a small snack, there's like a relax and relaxation room for you here. So there's different snacks and vending machines, and just really, again, just that family, homey, you just need to get away, but then maybe sometimes you need to really buckle down and get that work done. We really just have a lot of different areas here in the building that caters to that specifically.
Absolutely. And Ms. Turks, I'm going to bring a photo over there so you can put me on the wall. You know, I'm no longer there, but I'm there in heart, in spirit. You know, I that was probably one of the best jobs I've ever had. You know, having the opportunity to help shape minds and prepare the leaders of the future and impart knowledge in them that I felt, you know, should have been imparted at me at this point of my life. Taking the learning experience outside of the textbook and really challenging them mentally, yeah. Not embarrassing them, but challenging them mentally to think about what we're looking at in the textbooks and into context of what is happening in today's society. And so I just want to thank you guys over there at Millinocket for providing an opportunity for so many that would not have that opportunity to seek higher education, to better their lives, to break systemic cycles that we see in many of our communities and many of our families, to be that example for their family members to follow this, particularly the younger ones, to see them and come to the graduations. And I know we didn't talk about the graduations, but to see the tears and the hugs and that I made it and I did it. And, you know, it's just a phenomenal experience. And so I want to thank you too so much for everything that you're doing in our community. We're certainly going to have you back on to talk more about what we have going on over there, to share more information with our listeners, especially during this challenging time of the pandemic. So thank you so much, Tina. Thank you so much, Leanne. And you guys have a great week, okay?
Thank you. Okay, you do the same.
All right.
Teddy, one last thing. I know you're in a hurry, but we have in my budget, I have grassroots. And every month, we are going to do a nonprofit, whether it's time or financial donations to any nonprofit organization. So please have them reach out to me, because it is in my budget and I plan on spending all of it, and with time and effort and money. So every month we're doing a new nonprofit organization.
Oh, well, that's absolutely amazing. Well, that should be reason alone for the phones to start blowing up over there, so that people can get on your list, and hopefully we can have you booked up for the whole to next year with who you know your organization of
Please
the month
do.
Is going to be. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This has been Sunday Conversation. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation today. I wanted to make things relevant from the perspective of what people have going on right now and the challenges that they are feeling right now in their homes and society. So, Pat Frey came on and talked about the moratorium of evictions and the new process and the new paperwork. Make sure that you follow up on that. If you have anything you need to know, you can call them directly at 706-327-3255. That's Home for Good. And of course, I want to thank Ms. Tina Turks and Leanne Marks from Millamont College for providing some insight today for individuals that may have lost a job, or are you looking for a new opportunity, or wanted to start fresh and wanted to start over and pursue a new path. This may be the time for you, especially right here on the heels of this pandemic. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening. We'll look for you next Sunday. Take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns, or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.